I'm Mark Edwards, and welcome to the Cotswold BMW showrooms, where we are talking about living with electric, because times they are a-changing. And if you're in the market for a brand new vehicle, then you'll be aware of not only hybrids, but also the move towards electric cars. With me today, Tom Kemp is going to help me out in understanding. It's not really a minefield, is it, Tom?
But it's not a minefield.
No.
But it's a subject of contention and change for a lot of people, and it brings with it a lot of worry, or people are unsure of what it is. So that's why we're here, to have a chat and kind of get to the bottom of it, to kick off this podcast.
Now, I'm a bit dumb when it comes to cars. I literally put the key in. Well, I don't even have to do that anymore, do you? You just have the key in your pocket, get in and drive. So if I'm thinking, right, I want to make the move forward, I've heard about electric cars, but I'm frightened about it, tell me why I don't need to be frightened.
It's a really good question. And that's the whole reason we're starting this podcast, is for people like yourselves and many other people where this change is coming, and it is coming, and it has to happen at some point. But there are these unanswered questions asked about, well, should I be scared? Should I be worried? Is it a big change? It's not a massive change. Fundamentally, electric cars are still cars. They operate in the same way. You get into it, and it takes you from one place to the other with you, hopefully, in control. But it is an adaptation to your habits and your ways of treating your vehicle in your everyday life. That's where a lot of the concerns come from, particularly with charging, which I know we've discussed, we're going to cover in a future podcast. But for now, it's about addressing those early concerns as to actually what electric cars are, how they operate, the different types of electric cars, because there are different kinds. There's lots of slang and abbreviations thrown around in marketing materials from all manufacturers. So it's really getting to the bottom of those and what they mean.
Now, you've got diesel, you've got petrol, and then you've got hybrid. Let's talk about hybrid, and then we'll talk about the fully electric car. Now, how does a hybrid car operate?
So there's two types of hybrid electric car. There is one just called a hybrid, and then there's a plug-in hybrid, a PHEV, P-H-E-V, a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. That works by having an internal combustion engine, usually petrol, and then an electric motor and drivetrain as well, with a battery contained in the vehicle. So you've got multiple ways to drive the car. It can either be in a conjunction kind of between both that electric motor and the petrol engine working together, so the electric motor can fill in the blanks in the gearbox, so when you accelerate it's a nice smooth acceleration. It also then helps with your fuel economy, because you're putting the engine under less stress, less load, because that electric motor is helping out, you're therefore using less fuel. But they can also be used in full electric mode, so most hybrids will have a range that enables you to do your daily mileage around town, your errands in full electric mode, you're therefore not using any fuel at all. That is what a hybrid is, and then it has the ability with a plug-in hybrid to plug it in to a charger, charge that battery back up. So really, if you're only doing local miles, the majority of your car's journey is going to be done on electric power, but then when you need to go on a longer journey, you still have that combustion engine as backup.
I see. That makes perfect sense, that. If you're going to the shops, put it in electric mode. If you're going to do a long-distance journey to Newcastle, put it in...
That's it. And they're smart as well. So it will do it for you. It will look at how you're driving and give you the drivetrain that is most applicable. You can obviously then select, if you do want to purely lock it into electric mode, you can do, or at least with our models, you can. You can press that button for e-drive, and off you go. You're in full electric mode up to a certain speed, or unless you really want to give it some beans and you press the throttle pedal, and then the car will go, he wants more power, let's bring in the engine as well.
So that's clever, Rick. It can actually make that decision for you. You can sit there and just put your foot down, and it will choose which kind of power you're going to get, and it can do that itself without, because that would be my worry of, oh, surely I've got to toggle between one or the other, but it will make the decision through its computer for you.
Correct, yeah. Unless you're the lock, you've kind of told it, I want to be exclusively in electric mode. Correct. For everyday driving, it is intelligent, and it will switch its drivetrains or use both together as and where it needs to.
Now, that's hybrid. What about fully electric? Because I know a lot of people are worried about, where am I going to plug it in?
Yeah.
But there are always going to be answers to these questions, aren't there?
There are, and the infrastructure's growing rapidly. We've seen it over the last few years. I mean, for example, the i3 BMW, that came out in 2013. So electric cars have been around a fair while now. You know, we're over 10 years in, with us models from other manufacturers being around even longer. And there is still this worry, though, about public charging, because it's such a big change. It's so new. So I think talking about what an electric vehicle is, to start with, is important, because not to sound like I'm simplifying this, but a lot of people don't actually understand fundamentally what it is. They've seen it in the press as electric cars are coming, but they don't know truly what one is. So we'll cover the differences and the types of electric vehicle. So you may see an electric vehicle referred to in the press as a BEV, a BEV. That's a battery electric vehicle.
Okay.
That means a car that solely is powered via electricity. It has an onboard battery that's charged with electricity. That electricity then goes into an electric motor and it powers the wheels. It's as simple as that. That's what an electric car is. And it operates in the same way that your traditional engined car does, in that it gets you from A to B, just with a different power source. You're not burning fuel, you're using electricity.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's fundamentally that's
it. BEV, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what BEV is. Yeah. Then we have a PHEV, which we've been through. And then the other kind of acronym or abbreviation you'll see when we're talking about the electric car subject is ICE, I-C-E, and that's internal combustion engine. That is your traditional petrol or diesel engined vehicle.
Wow. So it's now gotten its own an acronym. It's an ICE.
It's an ICE.
So yeah, if you're driving an old car, a vintage car, it's ICE.
It's ICE.
It doesn't mean it's cool. It means it's internal combustion engine.
Internal combustion engine, correct, yeah.
So the move to electric, benefits. Benefits financially to, you know, the amount of money you're going to have in your pocket as far as fuel is concerned.
Yeah. Fuel's the primary subject here with benefits and savings. Electric cars, predominantly if you're charging them at home as well, is a real benefit because you can plug it in overnight when electricity tariffs are lower. And for the range, mileage-wise, you're getting from your car's fuel supply, it'll hopefully be cheaper than that if you went to a fuel station, put your petrol or diesel into the car for the equivalent level mileage. All being well, electric mileage, as it stands, is cheaper.
Yeah. Now, at some point, there will be a switchover that the government will say it's going to happen. There's a time limit on this, isn't there?
There is. It's 2030. So in 2030, all new conventional petrol and diesel cars and vans are set to be banned from sale in the UK. New hybrids and plug-in hybrids aren't set to be banned until 2035. However, they must adhere to certain conditions, that being that they need to be able to cover a significant distance in electric-only mode. If they can't cover this significant distance in electric-only mode, they will still be subject to the same ban as the wider petrol and diesel cars in 2030. We don't know yet what significant distance means exactly, but reading between the lines, it's that as long as it, you know, covers more than just a few miles, hopefully they will still be around until 2035.
Possibly, I would say, more than 50% of the total distance that the car could travel would probably be a fair estimate, I would guess.
Potentially, but we, as I said, we can't comment on it just yet until we've had more kind of concise info from the government on this. Yeah.
Now, without being biased, because we are in Cotswold BMW, there's quite a range of different vehicles available now, isn't there? Sizes, engine sizes, there's something for everybody that's electric.
There are. So let's bring it back, as I said, to 2013 with the arrival of the i3. That was a small little electric runaround, if you like. It had a maximum of 190 miles range. These are still available in the used market as well. They're brilliant little cars. But that was the first true foray of BMW into full electrification. BMW have been at the forefront of electrification now for the last few years in the UK of expanding their offered range, and it's really wide now. We've got an electric car available for all customer types, really. Whether you want something like an iX1 that is a electrified X1, so a small compact SUV, we've got an iX3, a medium-sized SUV. There's an i4, which is a saloon, so similar to, say, a 3 Series. It's a four-door saloon with a hatchback on the rear. We've then got an iX that's a large luxury SUV, and then the all-new i7, so a fully electric limousine.
Now, we've been looking at a new model that's turned up in the showroom, which is a beast of a thing. You look like you could move a president of the United States around in that. What was that one?
That is the XM. So that is the latest bespoke vehicle from our BMW M division. That is a hybrid. It's a plug-in hybrid. And that is a 4.4-litre V8 combined with electric power, giving you over 650 horsepower. It's quite the thing.
It's quite a thing, yeah. I mean, the bonnet is almost as high as my head. So thank you, Tom. We've got some more episodes to come, haven't we? I mean, we're going to be talking how you charge a car in the next one.
We are, and that's the whole point of this podcast, is we want to address these concerns that people are having before this ban comes into place. And it's a great time to start, because this ban putting it simply, is only 7 years away. For a lot of people, that's one car cycle. They may buy one, maybe two new cars before then. And then if you want a new car, as it stands, you'll have no choice but to buy electric. So that's why we want to do this podcast. We want to give an honest account of what it means to make the switch to electric, what changes you want or need to make in your life, what habits you're going to have to change, but also to show that although there's a lot of fear around them, they're not to be scared of, and actually they offer a very simple way of mobility. You have a car, just as you always have done, that you get home or out on the go, and you plug it in rather than taking it to the fuel station. So next time round, one of my colleagues is going to walk you through the whole charging process and show you just how to do it.
Thank you, Tom Kemp. We've been here at the Cotswold BMW showrooms. Next time, charging your electric car on the Sunshine Radio podcast.